And the two primary school boy and girl was Luke McGlynn from Cumming National School and Hannah Murray from St Mary's and Castlefin.
Yeah.
So the schools are a big category. And again, when the Donegal County Council came on board with us way back in 1977, they sponsored the school awards. And then in 1986, they took over the full, or 96, sorry, they took over the full awards and are still, and we are totally indebted to the Donegal County Council for their continued support over the last 30 years in terms of primary schools or schools awards.
Mm-hmm. Covered a number of the athletes and the winning schools, but there was teachers as well who put in a huge effort and deserving winners last night.
Absolutely. We have a primary school teacher award and we have a secondary school teacher award. And the primary school teacher this year was Orla Sullivan from Scolwyrin National School in Remelton. And Orla's been involved with the school in all activities, and she started jiving lessons and as well as been involved in the sporting aspect of the school. And Aoife Nash, who is in Garam Scola Huhulla up in Ballinamore in Clohan, was the winner of the Secondary School Teacher Award. And Aoife has been involved in all activities in the school and at Gaelic soccer, and herself started a 5K road race where it's an inter-class challenge. So all the youngsters in their different age years and different classes go out and have a challenge. They run a 5K. It's a fundraiser for the school as well. And that type of activity we always think about as just not, it's not your you're not your academic teacher, but you're also activities and all that involvement. So the two teacher awards are always very unpopular. And again, we do get a lot of nominations for those awards.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the schools done and dusted. Declan, Coach of the Year, Mandy McNulty, Northwest Shotokan Karate Club. What was the standout for Mandy and her being named as winner?
Yeah, Mandy has been a tremendous servant of Northwest Shotokan Club. And in 2016, both nationally and internationally, she managed her club to medals at international level. So that give her the nod, and a very, very tight category there, as you can see some of the other names there, the likes of Sean Paul Barrett and Shauna Kiernan. But Mandy McNulty's success on the international front gave her the nod.
Yeah, and team of the year as well, Declan, a hotly contested category. You've got the Coghill Celtic in there, who were five double winners in a row of the Ulster Senior League, the American Football Donegal Derry Vipers, that minor team, all in the mix there. But it doesn't happen too often when an underage team comes out on top in the team category, and it was a big year last year for the under-15 Donegal Sports Hall Athletics team.
Yes, I mean, as you say, Oisin is pretty close now in terms of who would get the nod there. But again, it's the international success of the under-15 Donegal Sports Hall Athletics team, winning in the UK, the first time that a Donegal team has achieved that. So that gave them the nod in terms of the team category there. Of course, other very, very worthy nominees there. But just in the end, the under-15 Donegal lads just made it over the line.
And also, Neil, an appreciation award last night, Seamus Maguire from the Donegal Bay Rowing Club.
Yes, Seamus Maguire from the Donegal Bay Rowing Club. I mean, he's been involved with rowing in Donegal for ages and ages and has been there and there. This year he brought the national championships and national competition in 2016 to Donegal, and indeed such success was the event that they're coming back in 2017 for the same event. And he's been a pioneer in rowing in Donegal for over the past number of years, and richly deserved award for Seamus.
Yeah. On the international front, Neil, we spoke about this already. We talked about Olympians, and there's so many athletes from Donegal across so many sports that are representing their country at the moment. So how do you go about picking an international achievement, a winner, and deciding on PJ Gallagher from Dunloe as the winner?
Well, we decided on PJ Gallagher as the winner because as an international achievement, he won a gold medal at the European Championships, and he was now ranked number one in the world on the short mat bowls competitions. And only last week again he won again a major competition in Sweden. So it was a difficult decision because the other two nominees were also international competitors and indeed had won medals at international level. PJ, as Declan said earlier about the team award, PJ won gold, and therein lies the conclusion.
Yeah, and it's amazing too, a lot of these sports, and we can call them minority sports, they're not up there with the likes of the soccer and the Gaelic Games, and sometimes they be forgotten about, and it is a way of highlighting their own sport in the county is by getting recognition, and unfortunately at times it's only when they get as far as international level that it is recognised.
You're absolutely right again, Roisin. A number of years ago, just talking about bowls, they come on board because they had three sports people at that stage that were actually on the fringe of Ulster competition and won in Ulsters. And then we didn't hear anything about them for a few years again. And all of a sudden this year, Patrick's name come into the frame and our PJ come into the frame. And we, you know, but when we don't make decisions lightly, we went and checked everything out. And yes, Patty PJ was the man for the award. But and that's not just bowls alone. There's a whole lot of different sports that we don't, you know, we go looking for our information. We don't sit back and say, there's a name there, give it to him. Believe me, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, because there has been other minority sports who have been overall winners in the past, and the likes of clay pigeon shooting was one in recent years. But just moving back to you now, Declan, because it was a special achievement. It's a huge thing to win an award once in your category, but to be crowned an 11-time winner.
Yeah, Jim Doherty has an extraordinary relationship with the Donegal Sports Star Awards. Last night, he became the first person, there was a few with 10, but he's now the first person to win 11 awards. He's won 8 individual in clay pigeon. He won the international category. He won the overall in 2011. And last night, he won the Brendan McDade Memorial Special Achievement Award. Jim, in 2016, had an extraordinary year. He won a European gold individual. It's a feat that's been rarely achieved. He also won a gold with the Irish team at the Euros and a silver a couple of days later with the Irish team. So 2 golds and a silver in 2016. Jim Doherty is an extraordinary talent in clay pigeon shooting. Anybody nationally or international will tell you he's one of the best.
Yeah, and I suppose again it's back to that point that for his sport to be recognised in this region, that it takes international success for the highlight to happen. You mentioned Sean Paul Bard has been one of the nominees of the coach of the year, and he was manager of that successful Donegal minor team who picked up a league and championship double last year, and he was got one of the special recognition awards too.
Yes, Sean Paul Barrett had a very, very good year. I mean, he's been involved at a managerial level with the Donegal, at developmental level, at up through the age ranks. He took over the minor team, won the Ulster League title first and then the Ulster Championship, just beaten in the All-Ireland semi-final. Sean Paul Barrett, a very, very good year and very deserving of the Special Recognition Award for senior. And then we had a Junior Recognition Award which went to the young boxer from Cairndonagh, Labarisha Clark, who had success at national and international level in 2016. And again, the committee felt that those achievements were deserving of the Junior Recognition Award.
Yeah. And Neil, just back to you. The Hall of Famer last night was John Campbell, a previous winner of the overall as well.
Yeah.
Been recognised for what he achieved in sport in his years.
John Campbell has been involved in clay pigeon shooting for more years than he might like to remember himself. And I mean, he's been an 8 or 9-time winner.
Yeah,
nine-time winner of the Donegal Sports Star Award and was an overall winner in the 70s and the early 80s, sorry. And very appreciative of being honoured in the Hall of Fame Award, as we found out last night. And, you know, he's been there and he's still involved. And he actually goes out now and shoots in competitions, but he doesn't enter the competition, so he doesn't take no prizes.
Yeah.
He allows everybody else to take the prizes, but he still shoots. Now, he hasn't been shooting for a while because he has a bit of a shoulder injury, but in reality, he'll be back in there again when things get to the fore again in the springtime. And, you know, he's just got this. As he said himself last night, somebody, Chris asked him how he managed to get into shooting, and a certain gentleman left a gun in with him and he started practicing, and he says he couldn't hit anything, and all of a sudden, after about a year and a half, he took it on board and ran with it, as I say, forgetting the situation. But that's life, and you know, he's fantastic at 80 years of age, and a very worthy winner of the Hall of Fame Award, absolutely.
And what a career turned out to be as well.
Yeah.
Over 200 nominations, Declan. The list of nominations are growing every single year.
Yeah, that's another record list of nominees. And I suppose it's just a demonstration of the participation and the in sport and the various, as we're talking there about the minority sports, I mean, the likes of the bowls and that sort of stuff. And, of course, the mainstream sports as well. I mean, there were a lot of successes individually and at team level in Donegal last year. And they were all deserving nominees. Yeah. And it was great to have them all there last night.
I think we've got all bases covered here, do we?
We have it all covered. Yes, we've just got through everything there, and I suppose we just, as Neil said there, just like to thank Patsy McGonigal for being our special guest last night. Patsy spoke with Chris, and I think everybody in the hall would agree that it was a very motivational speech, and as Patsy always can do, and it was really enjoyed, I think, by the audience. And I suppose Patsy, after four times being manager of the Irish Olympic team, it was a fitting time to give to have him there as a special guest.
Yeah, and when does the work start now for?
Well,
for 2017, because there'll be athletes here listening today and thinking and hoping that they want to put something into, because they see this as a huge honour to be one of the winners, no matter what category it is in the Donegal Sports Star Awards.
I mean, already in January, there's been successes, so we're already tracking them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're taking 2 weeks off. We're having a meeting in a fortnight's time, but no, seriously, we don't start really looking for nominations until September time. Yeah. So it's a 2017 season or year that we cover, apart from the schools, which we cover from September to June, which is the school year curriculum, and that's what we do. So really, the season's not long for us, Oisin. We start in September, we get the nominations in, but from the 1st of December to the last day in January, yeah, we meet about 19 times.
Yeah, but yous are always keeping an eye on all the sports as the year goes on.
Oh, we are, and I must, while I'm here and he's sitting beside me, I must thank Declan Kerr for that, because he does this report monthly for us, and he passes it around to the media then as well. So that's always there for us, so that if we ever need any further information, Declan's the man. He's the go-to man.
Yes. Well, listen, gentlemen, many congratulations again to you and your committee, first of all, for another very successful awards night last night, because you do put in a lot of work, and it's a huge task, particularly when you're dealing with over 200 nominations. So well done to you and your team, and also again a huge congratulations to all the winners last night, all the various winners in their categories, and the Special Achievement and Recognition Awards, and to Sinead Jennings, a worthy winner of the overall Donegal Sports Star Award for what is a record third time. And